All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bayer Performance Podcast. I am your host, Nick Bayer, owner of Bayer Performance Nutrition. And today we're talking a few things. For one, we are 6 days out from the first marathon of the season in attempt to qualify for the Boston Marathon. So if you guys have been following this journey so far, that means I have to run a sub-3-hour marathon that equates to roughly 6 minutes and 50 seconds per mile in order to qualify for the Boston Marathon. Now, even after I run the marathon this Sunday, I won't know if I've qualified for Boston because you have to submit your time. And once your time is submitted, it gets approved by the certifying body, and they let you know whether or not you've qualified for Boston. As of right now, I'm in my last week of the taper. It was a 2-week taper, and I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling solid. It's just following through with a plan. Now, this past week, I had 2 longer runs, like a zone 2 training. This week it's pretty easy. Like today, I have a 4-mile run. Tomorrow, a 4-mile run. Wednesday is off. Today is Monday, leading into the marathon weekend. And I'm feeling solid. But my mindset going into Sunday's race is that, you know, it's going to get difficult. It's going to get hard. It's a hilly course. And maintaining that 6:50 minute per mile pace, it's not going to be easy. You know, it's not going to be the easiest thing I've ever done. It's going to be difficult. But it's one of those things where your mindset has to be so strong going into a race like this, because it's not for completion, right? It's a strategic plan in order to run a certain pace for 26.2 miles. And my mindset going into it is as hard as it gets, as heavy as my legs get, as much as my body wants to slow down, I just have to drive through every ounce of that pain. Because at one point, it's going to stop, right? Like if I can run for 3 hours, sub 7 minute per mile, well, I know that I just got to do it for 3 hours. Like that's the mindset going into it. And I talked about this recently in a YouTube video, and I posted on Instagram that you know when it's going to end. It's up to me to do it within the allotted time period. 3 hours. That's how much time I'm getting. And I know it can end after that if I just run 6:50 minute per mile paces. And that's what I have to do. It's not going to last forever. It's not one of these things where I'm going to run and it's not going to end. No, I know it can end in 3 hours if I just do what I have to do. And we were actually talking about this at the warehouse, and I think it'd be really interesting. I heard about this somewhere, and I can't remember where, to be honest. But a really strong test would be to take a group of people to an area somewhere, and they can't have like a GPS watch. They can't have the time in general. And the goal is to see who can run the furthest and the longest, and who is the last person running. So let me give you an example of how this would work. Say you take 20 people to the desert, and there's this one road. You get on that road, they have no watch, they have no GPS, they don't know where they're at, how far they're running, what their pace is, what the time is, and you say run. You run to the last person standing. Well, that'd be super interesting, because it's, you know, most people are running to a pace. They're running to distance. They're running to time. What if it's just run until you can't run anymore? That's where you truly find the limits of your body. You know, like I say this all the time when it's either running or lifting weights. If you tell someone to do 10 reps, they will typically burn out at 10 reps. If you tell someone to run 5 miles, they'll be tired at 5 miles. You tell someone to run 10 miles. Well, they'll run till 10 miles and they get tired at 10 miles. But if you just tell someone to go and they can't track time, distance, effort, well, I'm sure their body will push them a lot further than their mind would have otherwise. I just think it's a super interesting situation that I kind of just got off track a little bit. But it makes me think like your body can do crazy things that you don't think it possibly can, because the mind holds it back. But if the mind doesn't know, well, shit, you can do whatever you want. And that's how I'm attacking this Sunday's marathon. So I know I have 3 hours to do it. I just have to get it done and run a 6:50 minute per mile pace. And I'm leaving everything on the table for this one. Everything is going to be left on the table. Now, a few other things to get into before I talk the main part of this podcast. Main thing I want to talk about today is purpose. And there's a lot of story behind it, especially in this past year of things that have happened in my life that have given a very different perspective to life as a whole, but purpose in life. And before we get into that, I want to talk about something massive that happened this past week for Bear Performance Nutrition. Now, we've been working on this for the past couple months now, and super excited about it. We got our certification process started, and most of our products are certified as of this past weekend. Now, we invested in and started working with BSCG, the Banned Substances Control Group. Now, the BSCG certification process, it's a BSCG drug-free certification. And essentially, the way it works is professional athletes, NCAA athletes, military, law enforcement, CrossFit, UFC, a bunch of other organizations, they have a banned substance list. Substances that you are not able to use, that are whether in it's in dietary supplements or drugs or prescription drugs, these governing bodies have this banned substance list. And the reason so many athletes, professional athletes, NCAA, like I said, CrossFit, UFC, they're afraid to take dietary supplements is because they don't want to pop hot on drug tests that maybe have these banned substances in them. So what we decided to do is put the Bear Performance Nutrition line through the BSCG certification process. And what this does is we send in our products initially for testing. And every time we run our products, say for example, I put in a production order for Flight pre-workout, sour watermelon. And I put that in and 12 weeks later, it's done at the manufacturing facility. The manufacturer will send a bottle to the BSCG certification governing body in California. They will test that lot to make sure there are no banned substances in it. Even though we don't use any banned substances on the ingredient list, the supplement facts panel, we don't put anything in there. Double checking, third party testing to make sure there are no banned substances in that batch. Then it is shipped to us and we can sell it to consumers knowing it is a safe, trusted, tested product. And this is massive for us because a lot of companies don't do this. You know, we want to be transparent. We want to be a trusted source of information and products. And we want to provide the best product and service possible. And to do that, we want to put our products through the certification process so you guys can ensure if you're a professional athlete, NCAA, military, like I said, UFC, CrossFit, et cetera, you will know that we have tested our products and they are safe for you to use and there are no banned substances in those products. And we've gotten our certification back for not the entire line yet, but a lot of the products so far. So Flight pre-workout, Intraflight, our amino acid product, EndoPump, our pump supplement, Bear Burn, our whey protein, Strong Greens, Strong Reds, our creatine is all officially certified and approved by BSCG that it is drug-free, banned substance-free. And that's a massive move for us. And like I said, a lot of companies do not do this process because one, it is a lot of work, it is lengthy, and it is expensive for us. But it's something I truly believe in and I think is very, very important for our brand image, for the consumer education, and also for the growth of our company. You know, things that we have to invest in order to grow and get to the next level, and that's one of them. So I wanted to announce that because it's big for us. It's something we're super proud of. I'm very proud of the team for working through this and making that certification happen. So that's a big move and something I wanted to announce in this podcast to kick it off because I'm just psyched. I'm psyched for us and for you guys, especially you athletes that have been messaging us for the past year saying, hey, I'm in the NCAA. I want to know if your products are approved by the NCAA. Well, hey, let's do the certification process. Let's make it happen for these guys. And that's what we did. Now on the topic of purpose. Man, when I talk purpose, I talk of like life purpose. And when I was growing up, this really didn't mean much to me. I mean, I hear this buzzword all the time right now, like find your purpose, find your fulfilled purpose and passion. And a lot of times, and a lot of things in general are talked about and thrown around, but there's not much context given. And I'm going to give some deep context to this topic right now to give some backstory. Now, when I was growing up, you know, I had, and I want to make this clear right now, everyone's life has a purpose. Like, everyone's life has a purpose. But to find your fulfilled purpose behind a passion that you believe in, that's different. To have a fulfilled purpose that you wake up for, not just life, but you, there's a fulfilled purpose you wake up for, a greater good other than your own, a selfless act. Well, that's different. And that's what we're going to talk about. So when I was growing up, I didn't have this fulfilled purpose in my life. And it wasn't really until I joined the military that I found this purpose. You know, I joined after college. And when I did join, and I joined the military because I felt I had an obligation to serve my country. I felt I had an obligation to do at least 4 years active duty and do my part in service. And I knew I would gain a lot from the experience. I would learn a lot about myself, but it was just something I felt like I had to do. And if you guys know the story of why I joined the military and what was a big impact, my cousin Matt, when I was growing up, he was coming back from multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I saw the way he was growing as a person, as an individual. I saw the way he was respected, and I saw the way his values in life changed, and I wanted that for myself, and that is what made me step into the role of joining the military. But when I joined, I found this purpose where it was this selfless act where you're serving for a purpose greater than yourself, and you feel a part of a mission that is greater than yourself as you're serving the country, you're serving a country, the United States of America, and you're putting that country and the needs of that country and the people of that country before your own. And that feels like a deep sense of purpose, like a fulfilled purpose. And as my time as a platoon leader, I felt a strong purpose in helping develop young soldiers and non-commissioned officers as I spent more time as a platoon leader. I gained so much fulfilled purpose in that role because I felt like I had a very strong impact on these individuals. And I felt that the things I was saying and doing and through serving, I was making a difference in these people's lives. And I felt a strong purpose behind that. And that was the first time I really felt this. And that feeling of fulfilled purpose and passion in my life, well, that became the standard, right? And then when I exited the military, I almost felt like I lost part of that purpose initially. And I was only in for 4 years. I can only imagine people that spent 15, 20 plus years in the military and transitioning out. You go from having that defined sense of purpose that is fulfilled through passion and selfless acts of service, and then transitioning out, and you really don't have that anymore. You lose that feeling, or at least I did, and it felt off, and I felt like I had to go back in. And for a short period of time after I got out, I almost went back in because I felt like I lost that. And I was talking to friends, and I was debating on whether or not to go back in and what I was supposed to do and how I was supposed to feel. And I ended up not going back in, obviously, because I'm sitting here telling this story right now in our warehouse just north of Austin, Texas. But I, for a split second, and when I say split second, I mean like months, debated on whether or not I should go back in because I felt like I lost that sense of purpose. And for a period of time, I felt lost in that transition process. But I did gain it back. And here's where I gained it back. I gained it back through building this brand and redefining what that purpose was, right? So some people get attached to this specific job, this specific thing they're supposed to do. And if it's not that one thing, well, nothing else matters. Well, I kind of redefined that sense of purpose through some mentors, through talking to my parents, through just the things we are doing with the business, because building Bear Performance Nutrition over the years, we reached and impacted through our content, through our stories, through our mission and vision. We impacted thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives. And what always recenters me and brings me back is when people reach out and say, hey, like, this is where I was in life. You know, I was this weight, or I was at this point, unhappy, unfulfilled. And then through your guys' content, through your story, through your mission and vision, through the go one more mindset, I completely changed my life. I lost this much weight. I worked harder to get this new job. I became a better father, a better husband. I became a better person. You know, and when we hear that feedback from people through social media, through email, through people that honestly call every single day into the warehouse and tell John or Joe or George back there that are fulfilling orders and handling customer service, hey, this is what you guys have done for me. Or even when we have like meet and greets or we're out in public and we're doing events and people in person say, I lost this much weight because of your story. I turned my life around because of this story, because of this brand. That changes my life. Like that is my true purpose and passion right now. Like our mission statement is to change the lives of people through our education, through our content, through our service of what we do here to change as many lives as possible, millions of lives. And when you take that responsibility into account, you know, I pulled myself back and I realized the perspective of, okay, we have a responsibility to help change people's lives through fitness, through mindset, through motivation, through our story. And if we can change lives through that, well, that's a deep and responsible, fulfilled purpose. And that's what drives me every single day when I wake up. It's thinking of the people that are on the other side of that computer, of that phone, of this podcast, of our message, who are taking in this content, turning around and taking massive action on their life because of the things we're talking about. That's where my purpose drives right now. And this is why purpose means so much to me. All right, so almost a year ago now, in the beginning of 2019, my mom was diagnosed with an advanced stage ovarian cancer. And I thought that it was just going to be this thing where, okay, she gets chemo, she goes into remission, she was about to go into retirement for her work and then move down to Texas and spend her retirement. Her and my dad were going to spend their retirement with me and my brother down here in Austin, Texas. And that's what I assumed was going to happen, right? Because of the people that I knew in my life that have experienced cancer, well, that's kind of what happened with them. They did chemo, they went into remission, they lived their life. And just the person that my mom is, like, or was so strong, like physically and mentally, I didn't think cancer had a chance, you know, next to her. So she was diagnosed early 2019, and just 6 months after that, she passed away because of how advanced that ovarian cancer was. I mean, it was crazy how fast it happened. And my mom passed away this past June in Pennsylvania. And me and my brother were back home during that time to spend time with, you know, her and my dad and family and friends. And shortly after my mom passed away, I mean, days, because I was still back home, and I always remember this, one of my mom's friends pulled me aside. And I will remember this till the day that I die. I can remember where I was standing, who I was talking to, who was around me, what I was wearing. And she said, you know, your mom was someone who found her purpose very early on in life, a fulfilled and passionate purpose. And she fulfilled that purpose every day till the day that she died. You know, looking back, I was like, you know what? You are 100% right. There's no one that I can think of that is more correct about. No one that is more correct about than my mom in terms of fulfilling your life's purpose and passion. Because you see, my mom, after graduating from college, she went to school for special education. And she was a special education teacher. She was a supervisor of special education. She taught life skills. She started coaching Special Olympics with my dad. She was the head coach for Special Olympics with my dad. Like, they were very involved in the program. And that was my mom's true fulfilled purpose in life. Like, when you say someone wakes up every single day and doesn't work a day in their life because they love what they do, that's my mom for you, 100%. And when I realized and I looked back at her life and the things she did and the way she talked about work and the people she was with and the kids that she impacted and the lives that she changed, that made me think that's the life I want to live. That is the purpose that I want to have in my life, that fulfilled purpose and passion. You know, it's crazy because in a time with social media where you can reach so many people, you know, I'm from central Pennsylvania, a small town near Hershey, and my mom was able to impact thousands of lives without social media. This was people that she taught and the parents of kids that she taught and word of mouth that spread about my mom's work and the things that she was doing and giving back and caring and the lives that she changed. When I think of purpose, and anyone ever mentions purpose or passion, fulfilled purpose, I instantly think of my mom. And I have a lot of characteristics and traits from my mom, a lot. I learned a lot from her, and I take a lot from her life and the way she lived her life, and I apply that to mine. And the thing is, that's interesting, and it's sad. It truly is. It's so many people live lives where they don't find their true purpose and passion that they can fulfill early on. I mean, some people never find it. Some people, till the day that they die, have never found a fulfilled purpose in their life that they are truly passionate about. You know, you go into some workplaces and you see people that are just hating every minute of their life. They're waiting for that day to be over. They're waiting for that weekend. They're waiting for that next thing that isn't their work. And I think you can find fulfilled purpose and passion in a lot of other things other than work in your life, whether that's as a husband or a wife, as a mom or a dad, as a brother or sister. There's a lot of different things you can find fulfilled purpose and passion with. But I'm going to talk work because, man, you're spending at least 40 hours a week at work every week for majority of your life. Well, I would hope that you would try to find some sort of fulfilled purpose and passion behind all of that time that you're living your life. And it's truly sad that people aren't able to find that fulfilled purpose and passion early on or at any point. Because I don't want to say it's a wasted life, but it's definitely a life that isn't fully taken advantage of. You know, there's two different ways you can look at what you're doing in your life. One, you can look at it, and if you don't like it, try to change it. But if you're at a place or a point where you can't change it, change the way you think about it. You know, perspective is everything. You can take two different people and put them in the same job or the same situation or the same anything, and they're going to look at it two completely different ways. One person, I like the like metaphor or description or applying this to like Ranger School. You can take two people, put them through Ranger School. One person will say, that was BS. I didn't learn anything. That was a waste of my time. I just learned how to operate off of no sleep and no food. Person A. Person B will go through that same course at the same time, and they'll come out of that saying, wow, that changed my life. I learned more about myself, other people, leadership abilities, while being sleep and food deprived. And I've gained so much in terms of leadership, responsibility, time management, perspective. You have these two different people do the same thing that pull from different experiences or different ways. Why? Because of one, perspective, and two, because they decided to think differently about it rather than just hating on it and shitting on it the entire time. And it's a crazy thing that, you know, it's not everyone's not gifted with the ability to find that fulfilled purpose early on, like my mom did. And when I think of my mom's life and I apply it to all the things that I want to do, I look at, one, the way she thought about things, her perspective, how she was open-minded to other people's perspectives on those things, and how she wanted to change lives in a selfless manner and act. And that has really influenced the way I decided I wanted to live my life for the rest of my life. You know, because there's moments, and I think it always hits home for me when we have like a meetup or an event and people come up to us in person, or people come up to me in person, they say, hey man, I just want to tell you, like, through your book, through your videos, through your mindset, through the podcast, like, it changed my life this way. That carries me. Like, that sticks into my heart forever, because I always remember that, because I want to do that for more people. And that's where I'm truly passionate about, and it fulfills my purpose, if you will. And I guess the best way to end this one, because I'm sure someone's sitting there saying, well, shit, how do I define my purpose? How do I find my purpose? And it's got to be specific. You know, when I take away from what my mom did with her life and what I want to do with my life, it is impact and change thousands, if not hundreds, if not millions of lives through fitness, through my mindset, to go one more, to take control of your life and take absolute massive action to accomplish everything you want. Like, I want to be the facilitator that makes you believe in yourself through my content. That's my specific purpose that I want to fulfill. Right? And you can't just sit there and say, well, my purpose, I want to, like, what is my goal in my life? Well, I want to be happier with my job. I want to make more money. I want to, you know, do this with my kids or something very broad. Like, if you're broad with what you want to do, you have no direction. You have to be specific with what it is you want to do. And honestly, purpose is hard. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't find that early on in their life. Like my mom, or like me. Like I always say, it's one of those things you can gain through experience. You're not going to learn anything by sitting there twiddling your fingers and twiddling your thumbs, thinking about what your purpose should be. You're going to learn it through getting out there, experiencing the world through a different set of eyes and perspective. And that will mold your perspective of what your purpose can and should be. And that's really where I want to wrap this one up. You know, it's something it's on my mind a lot, especially during training lately, like zone two training. If I'm going for a run and it's a zone two chill run, I think of, one, the way I want to live my life and the fulfilled purpose behind it. But the second thing I think of a lot is, how can I facilitate people to feel that same thing without me actually just like putting it in their hands? And if you can just feel my passion about, I mean, I can feel the passion I'm talking about right now in my fucking heart about how strongly I feel about having a fulfilled purpose. Because I watched it through my mom. And I watched and listened to the people at her funeral in that week after she passed away, of the things that they said about her, the positive things, and then the lives that she changed and the people she impacted. And I sat there after that week and I said, man, I need that same thing for me. It's greater than yourself. It has to be greater than yourself. And it will drive a truly fulfilled, purpose-driven life. So that's the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. We'll see you in the next one.